Welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Diggison, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. A little scratchiness there, but we're going good. That's in my headsets. Could just be in my head. Oh, for God's sakes, we know you're going to do Hager's this morning. You didn't have to come rushing back in just to remind me that you're going to Hager's.
I'm sorry, I just left. I walked out. I walked out with my headsets on, and I'm like, because they're wireless, and I'm walking down the hallway going, wait a second, I'm not supposed to have these on.
In our office, we have a lot of the ladies have wireless earpieces for the phones. And Connie has a couple times either made it to the car. I don't know that she's actually made it home yet, but I understand that you're heading north this morning.
Heading north. Palmerton, beautiful, beautiful day for a ride up in the country. Looking at the changing leaves. Come to beautiful, quaint town, Palmerton. Visit Hager Furnitures, which is normally a nice, sleepy little store. You walk in, it's quiet, and they just take care of you, and it's relaxing. Today's going to be a hubbub of activity, man.
Hubbub.
Hubbub. Hub and bub, both. Hub and bub.
That is probably the most prominent, common, exciting term among millennials.
Why didn't they use hubbub? Bub-hub? Why did they do hubbub?
Because StubHub was taken.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, yeah, millennials, no, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's just a blast.
It's always so a lot of fun, except today it's going to be just one shade less bright.
Because you won't be there.
I won't be there. And part of me is really upset because the peach French toast is killer. The other part of me, I'm like, I'm going, okay. Because every time I come up to Hager's to get free breakfast, Jeff's got something that I'm going, whoa, that is really cool. I really like that. Hey, could I get that? He goes, well, sure, of course. And I spend $1 billion.
Yeah. Well, not today.
Not today.
It's really, so I'm running the store. I give the final price. It's a lot of fun. So everything in the store is on sale. Even you can special order on sale. They give you a sale price. You march it over to me. I give you a sale price. And then I go, you know what? I'm supposed to round this down to the nearest 60, so I'll take even more off since it's their 60th anniversary.
Nice.
Plus, what Gene's talking about is free breakfast, French toast. I might see my recipe for French toast with the Saigon cinnamon.
Saigon cinnamon.
The stuff in the Amish Village Bake Shop.
If you've never been there, you've got to come just to experience. You've got to come. The way the store is set up, first of all, it's really relaxed. It's not like going into. Have you been into some of these other furniture stores?
My gosh.
You can't get within 4 feet of the automatic doors before nine people go, "Can I help you? What are you? Can I?" Hager's is like, check it out. Because to tell you the truth, we're really busy writing up all this stuff. We'll get to you, you know, stay relaxed. Breakfast is fabulous.
Free.
But fabulous.
Thank you.
But as delicious as it is, it's kind of like a throwback to the old days where you would go into maybe a general store or maybe the corner deli. Because they got a nice room there. You're going to sit next to some people you've never met. And in 3 minutes, you got new friends. Because they're so nice. And people are relaxed and people are patient and the selections are fabulous. But what a great experience. If you don't need furniture this morning, so what? Go to Palmerton, go to Hager's, and if you can, annoy the crap out of Gunther while you're there.
Yeah, especially later in the afternoon when I'm trying to sleep. I always try to get in a couple of Z's. They have a football game on in the back. Usually Ben is up there rooting. He's a big Iowa fan, so if the Iowa game will be on, he'll be aggravated. It'll be fun. I get to torture him.
Michigan today.
Yeah, that's late tonight, though. We'll be done by then.
Is it tonight?
Yeah, that's a night game. Yeah.
All right, what's your hours today?
9 to 5. I'm heading up there 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. All you can free breakfast, free lunch. We're serving up Yakko's hot dogs. We got burgers, all that stuff for lunch. And then, of course, running the store. If you purchase $60 or more, you get a $60 crystal vase. These vases are beautiful.
It's just really?
Yeah, it's just all the stuff they're doing, yeah. I'll get you one.
Oh, God bless.
You're a longtime customer. I'll get you one. Jeff will give me one to give you.
It is. I'll have to fill it up and give it to my bride.
There you go. So,
it's
a lot of fun. It's
a throwback.
Fun.
It's a throwback to when, well, you know what? It isn't. It's a today.
Yeah.
It's a today. It's a company. It's a family that for 60 years have known how to treat people well, who have known how to build bonds in a community, has known how to, you know, hunker down on the main street in a tiny town. A lot of people go, Palmerton, I'm not really sure 100% where it is. Easy to get to. They've made an amazing life, and they share that with everybody.
Oh, they're such giving people.
Oh,
they just
amazing.
Gave another thing for the Parquet's auction, which I'm emceeing tomorrow night. And, you know, they help with the Animals in Distress Radiothon. They help with just about, every event. I don't keep track, but I know I bet you dimes to dollars it's all of them.
Dimes to dollars or dimes to donuts?
Dimes to dollars.
Okay. Well, all right, just checking.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're late.
Yes, I'm going to go, but hey, have a great show, and
thanks.
You get to do something with your bride today. I hope it's something exciting.
Our middle daughter's birthday's Monday, but she's in college, so we're heading down, and we've got a nephew birthday today, her birthday tomorrow, so we'll stay over in Lancaster
County.
Family
events are the best, aren't they?
They really are. They really are. We were at our youngest daughter's birthday was last weekend.
Yeah.
And you told me
what you were doing that weekend. That's so much fun.
Oh, it was fun. Now, you'll appreciate this, though, because you and I have, well, mine's much more advanced, but similar senses of humor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yours is truly in an upper, what you'd call, upper stratosphere, because yours is so heady that most people don't get it because they're not intelligent enough to get the humor of your illustrious mind.
That's just Gunther's way of saying my jokes aren't funny.
They're really good. It's just that, you know, you
one
have
way
to be a certain to, bent to get those jokes. You need to get
it. Watch yourself. No. Watch yourself. So my daughter, who is a senior, her roommate for all 4 years is from Arizona.
Oh, good.
Lovely girl. We met her parents first year.
A great sense of humor.
Humor. Oh, that's so bad. Oh, my God. That should have been thrown into the Grand Canyon. That's just so bad. Anyway, her parents, wonderful people. But we don't obviously get to see them as often as we would like. They're on the opposite side of the coast. But we're there, and for the first hour or so, reacquainting, and there's a lot of joshing going around, and Maurice's mom Karen at one point said, I have missed your sense of humor so much. I just love to have you around. And my wife never missed a beat. She said, take him.
Oh.
Take him.
Oh my God. Oh, that is so funny.
And after everyone, the laughter kind of subsided, which obviously makes my wife funnier than me. It's a little hurtful, but she said, it's okay, you'll return him in 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
She thought she was being generous with the 3 weeks part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's probably right.
Oh, my God, that is funny. I didn't realize she had just a quick wit. That's so funny because she seems so quiet.
Take him. Okay, seems.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying nothing. Yeah. She's listening. I'm not going to get...
Remember the time, Gene told me the time Diane got, that's his bride, got laryngitis, and he thought he'd gone deaf.
That is painful that you would say that. Not for you, sadly.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
For me. By the way, congratulations on the spaghetti dinner as well.
Oh, yeah, $119,000. So happy.
Just fabulous.
Yep, so happy. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your support on that.
You kidding me? They're doing it. They're making real changes, yeah. Real impacts. And again, if you and I could just, we can't. It's part of who we are and what we do professionally. But if we could walk away from the national scene for a month or two and just focus on what happens here in the Lehigh Valley.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You would think this is a throwback. You would think this is 100 years ago when people cared about each other. They cared about animals. They cared about the homeless. They cared about children that needed help. They cared about our vets. They saluted the flag. They took their caps off. They took their caps off and faced the flag with pride. And that's what's going on in the Lehigh Valley. That's if you could put the bubble up and kind of bounce off some of the crud that's going on, these congresswomen and the NFL. I mean, the list goes on. If you can bounce that off, if you could just focus, to be perfectly honest, if you could focus on what goes on, if I may be so bold, on our shows, on a daily basis. And throughout the Lehigh Valley on a daily basis. There's so much amazingly cool stuff, wonderful, caring, compassionate, loving people. It's phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim, I got on my soapbox.
Give my best to Jeff and the whole family up there. God bless. Welcome to More Than Money. That was Mr. Bobby Gunther Walsh heading up to Hager's. If you get a chance, go up. First of all, he's absolutely right. It's a gorgeous morning out there. When I left home, about 37 this morning. It was chilly. What's it now? 41? So it's zooming up the charts. Yeah, with a bullet. Ooh, can we say bullet? Sorry. Welcome to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. I have 780 years of experience to serve you this morning. If you're a loyal listener, you know that there are three ways you can reach us. The most traditional is by phone, 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. You can absolutely reach us by email this morning, Gene, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. And I see that Brooke has done that, and it looks like Tom has done that as well. I will get to those momentarily.
More than money.
And wherever you have access to the internet, you have access to More Than Money. All you need to do is log on to our website, morethanmoneyonline.com. Hit the Listen Live button. Hit the Ask Gene button, and you are fully engaged in the entirety of the show. And we welcome exactly that. We welcome exactly that.
Sure.
If you have questions about investments, income taxes, estate planning, if it's got a dollar sign connected to it, we want to serve you this morning and are happy to do exactly that. Most radio shows these days, if it's got a financial inclination, it's because they have a product they want to sell you. What I want to sell you on are ideas. And I want to sell you on it as close as I possibly can to the ideas that will get you from point A to point B. 610-720-7900. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Al. Al, good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, Gene. Excuse me.
Sure.
I live in the Hanover Township area, and I was at my local bank yesterday. I won't mention a name unless you say it's okay to mention it later on.
Okay.
And I overheard a conversation at the next teller about something going on the internet specific to that bank's name. That, you know, to hit this button here or whatever you want to call it, to like freeze your account or something to stop any kind of hanky-panky with your accounts or losing money. And I was wondering then, after I talked to the teller, she said, oh, yeah, it's out there, just don't open it. And I said, well, I think I know that, but how many people would not know that because it's specific to the bank, and if you happen to be a client or whatever of that bank, you might be opposed to opening it. And I was wondering if, and the bank said they didn't put any notification out, just don't open it. And my question thus is, does the bank have any responsibility to notify their clients or so of this particular problem?
Yeah, Al, unfortunately, I'm not being an attorney. Of course, I'm proud to say I'm not an attorney, but I don't know for 100% certainty that my impression is true, but I don't believe they have a responsibility or a legal responsibility to put that information out there. If I'm the owner of a company and I'm in that position, I would want to be proactive. I would want to reach out. My fear is that the bank is sitting there saying, we know lots of our clients' emails. There's a lot of client emails we don't know. Could they put the word out by other methods? Could they put it out, through the newspapers, radio, TV? Sure. If I were in charge of the bank, would I do that? I absolutely would. Now, one of the reasons I'm not excited about you telling which bank it is because it could be any bank.
Yeah,
we had a situation a couple of years ago where one of our clients clicked on a link from her bank, so it appeared, and ended up having all of her computer information held ransom and had to pay, $400 or $500 to have her computers unlocked. And it is a sad but true fact of life today. And I will hold myself up as because I'm active in the financial world and I'm active on the computer every single day and on email, hundreds of emails a day. If I receive an email and it appears to be from a financial institution that I know, if I wasn't expecting it, I delete it. And if the bank, for example, were to call at a later point and said, hey, we sent you an email, I would say, you don't be an idiot. Don't expect that I'm going to open an unexpected email. We actually had an email. We received an email from one of our financial regulators about 7 or 8 months ago. I looked at it and said, didn't expect it. As far as I'm concerned, that's potential scam, and I deleted it. And about 24 hours later, I got a phone call. Hey, when we send you emails, you should pay attention. And when I explained it to the gentleman that was too great a risk, he said, you know, you're absolutely right. That's a very good point. So sadly, these are going to become more prevalent. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of folks out there who have not thought about that. Maybe they don't get very many emails. Maybe they see a name that they recognize and they go ahead and click a link. Please don't do that. If you receive something from your bank and it appears and it was unexpected, pick up the phone, give your bank a call, confirm that it's okay, and then move forward. But
yeah, they made it look not. I didn't see it, but person said it looked official.
Oh, are you kidding me? They've got logos and they've got confirmation numbers. And I mean, these con artists and scammers and hackers. And is there real justification today for concern? Sure. Are lots of folks looking to identity theft companies for protection? Of course. In my mind, that makes a great deal of sense in today's environment. And until these things can be fixed, or until some sort of protection can be developed for major corporations and governmental agencies. The IRS, they got hacked for over 700,000 taxpayer ID information. Equifax, 143 million.
Yeah.
Until it's fixed, we all have to just kind of take a step back, maybe again go old school and start using the phone a lot more than email.
Now you just put another question in my mind about the three, like Equifax and that. We froze our whatever it is on those three different companies.
Sure, credit.
Credit, I'm sorry, yeah. So what happens, I know we have to unfreeze it ourselves, but in this period of time, if we wanted, what happens in the interim until we open it up again? Are they still collecting any kind of information?
Oh, absolutely. Anything that you are, any activity is being reported to them by credit bureaus, credit cards, activity of anything that would affect your credit rating or your credit stability, employment information. They're still collecting all that. But while the credit freezes that you've enacted is intact, no one, including yourself, no one can open up a new line of credit, a new credit card, a new mortgage. They simply can't do it.
Oh, that's giving me peace of mind.
There you go. There you go. Al, thank you so much for the phone call.
Thanks for the information. Gene.
Take care. God bless. You too. 610-720-7900. Really, really good questions. It is incredibly frustrating when you get an email and it looks so legitimate. You're going, that's my bank. That's the logo. That looks like the right address. We just need to verify. Please click. Ooh. The click that I do is the delete, delete, delete. And as you might expect, being in the financial advisory world and dealing with lots and lots of clients and lots of other financial institutions, we get lots of those. And yeah, we take some people to school. We give them a phone call and say, is this legit? Yep. Oh, come on. You really think people should be opening up unexpected emails? And the answer is no, you shouldn't. Now, here's another important kind of guideline that you should be aware of. Use our More Than Money Advisory Group as an example. We are an example. You have all your accounts with us. You are in Arizona, Yuma, Arizona. Actually, Page, Arizona. That's where Maurice is from. Beautiful part of the country. Oh, my goodness. Lake Powell. Oh, my goodness. Gorgeous. Antelope Canyon. You're in Arizona, and we get an email. Dear Gene, it's John. I'm in Arizona. Wire 25 grand to this bank because I'm going to buy a piece of land out here. I love it so much. Let's see. What will we do next? Well, the answer will be, let's see, wire 25. Hell no. No, we are not wiring that. We will do everything in our power to reach John. By phone to verify. In most cases, our More Than Money clients have provided us with a trusted contact. So, for example, husband and wife, it's almost always a spouse, but generally we also request that they name someone else. So let's say that Diane and I are traveling and John is our trusted contact. Our advisor can't reach us. They're going to call John. And sadly, if indeed this were all legitimate and you needed the $25,000 in like 7 seconds, then it ain't going to happen. It simply isn't going to happen. In a very similar vein, if we were to get a request, and we get this on not terribly frequently, but on fairly regular occasion, where an accounting firm, hey, we're doing the income taxes for this particular client, send over this information. No. No. Legal firm, we're doing the estate planning for this client, send over this information. Nope. Not going to do it without the client's express permission. And when I say express permission, if I called you, John and I are talking on the phone, I get it. I know John. I'm going to have a conversation with him and go, yeah, that's John. Cool. John says, yeah, it's cool. Go ahead and send it. It's fine. That's no problem. If it's a client I don't know as well, I'm going to need you to stop into the office. I'm going to need you to sign. I would far rather be a little annoying than be the guy that shows up in the newspaper as financial advisor releases $143,000 of client's money to little Jimmy down the block. No, 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 we're not going to be doing that. Al, thanks for the call. That's a good reminder, excellent reminder. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Next Saturday, John will be stuck here again. Gene will be on the road. Gene will be up in downtown Cherryville. Downtown. Don't go the Beltway. Don't go the outer. Don't go into the suburbs. Downtown Cherryville as we return to... It almost sounds like it should be the scene of the crime, huh? We'll be down at the Bethany Wesleyan Church in Cherryville. I think this is our sixth or seventh year. I'm going to have to check with Doreen to see how many years we've been doing this. We're doing our live radio show from the annual fundraiser for Through These Hands. Through These Hands, for most of you, is a familiar name. You have heard us talk about them on air many, many times. Wonderful, wonderful organization, all nonprofit, all volunteer, moving medical equipment and supplies from places where they are no longer needed to places where they are desperately needed. Think Puerto Rico. Think so many of the islands in the Caribbean that were decimated. Think Africa. Think Central America. When Katrina hit New Orleans years ago, think Katrina. And these folks have helped so many people with literally millions of dollars of equipment and supplies. And it's a great event. Oh, my gosh, you're going to have so much fun. Crafters, you want to do all your Christmas shopping with totally unique items that you will not find anywhere else. Whomever is lucky enough to receive your gifts are going to go, are you kidding me? How did they even come up with these ideas? These are fabulous. Great foods and jellies and jams and honeys and local syrups. Lots of handcrafted items. Lots of great food to buy. It's a great event. Now, if we're open to the public, 9 to 3. Gene's going to go on air at 8 o'clock. which means for the first hour or so, he's going to be broadcasting to Bobby Williams. Because Bobby will be right there with me as well. And so if you want to see Bobby and meet Bobby Williams, that's worthy right there if you want to see Gene. By the way, we're going to have drawings. If you come to the event and sign up for our newsletter, we're going to give away some Christian CDs. We're going to give away some cybersecurity books. We're going to give away some beautiful, I'm modeling one this morning, More Than Money golf shirts, Under Armour golf shirts. So come on up and see us and have a great time. We'll make you happy that you did. Fistful of emails, a couple workshop invitations. I use the word workshop very loosely. And your calls shortly. 610-720-7900. Give us a call. You'll be on next on More Than Money. Welcome back to the Home of Explanations. You've got Gene Dickison, your personal financial advisor, here on More Than Money. This Saturday morning, it is October 21st. Last Saturday, we celebrated our youngest daughter's birthday out at Lebanon Valley College. This Saturday, we'll be celebrating nephew's birthday today and our middle daughter's birthday tomorrow down in Lancaster County. So, yeah, any good thoughts that you might send our way? Our girls make us so very proud. You folks out there, kids, grandkids, you know what that's like, and it just warms your heart. And often when we have our consultations with our clients where we're doing our quarterly reviews of their investments, I'll start out with, so is everybody healthy? And they go, sure. How are the kids? Kids are good. Once you get past either kids or kids and grandkids, if they're good, then all the rest of this is details. That's just details. So God bless us, every one. Next Saturday up at Bethany Wesleyan Church in Cherryville, downtown. Don't go the Beltway. And we'll be happy to see you up there. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be registering folks who wish to receive our More Than Money newsletter. We're going to have cards. You're going to fill out the card. We're going to put them in a bowl. Then we're going to start drawing. And we'll probably do six or eight different prizes, Christian CD, cybersecurity books, More Than Money golf shirts. We have one over there for you. Don't you worry there, brother. We'll get you. We got you covered.
I don't golf though.
John suggested he might really like a shirt, and I would like him to have one. But he's an. Would you say you're an extra medium? That's a very difficult size. Very difficult size. 610-720-7900. You're going to want that phone number because just in a couple minutes, we're going to play Name That Tune. If you know the artist and the song, you're going to get a choice between a cybersecurity book and a Christian CD. Donna Gottschall's Jesus, You're My Place is a wonderful new CD by a wonderful young lady. Strong Christian, beautiful voice, and has a tremendous story. And I am prayerful that at some point here in the near future, we'll get Donna on air to talk about her story. And or you can choose Hack Proof Your Life Now, cybersecurity book, and happy to share that with you as well. Before we do that, very, very quickly, let me make sure that I've covered that. We talked last week about, we had a little fun with, should I stay or should I go? And we had fun with the music. We had fun with the idea. A lot of folks are saying, hey, the stock market's very, very high. Set a new record this week, blasted through 23,000. Since Donald Trump has been elected, are you flipping kidding me? We have been just charging forward with no help whatsoever from Congress. Thank you, senators. Thank you, congressmen. By the way, that's called sarcasm, when you thank somebody who has done nothing except impede the progress of someone who's trying to help all Americans. Goodness gracious. And some of those congressmen, oh, that congresswoman, please don't get me started. This is, should I stay or should I go? We did a little research, and I explained to you last week that staying in the stock market or being out of the stock market is not a binary decision. That's a fancy term for it ain't an on-off switch. You're not either in the market or out of the market. You can be a dimmer switch. And if you are properly invested, you are likely already not all in the stock market. But I wanted to, I did a little research, and I wanted to get a sense of what if you were in the stock market during the entire time that, it went down in 2008, but you were in the stock market in a fairly modest way. Now, I'm taking you back many years, so I will remind you, in the calendar year 2008, the S&P 500 dropped 37%. Ay, ay, ay. Percents are rather benign. People go, oh, percents, that sounds like a lot. Let's talk about dollars. Let's say you had $200,000 in your 401k. And you were silly enough to have had it invested 100% in the S&P 500, and it went down 37%. That means it went down $74,000. You went from 200 to 126. And a lot of folks did. And a lot of folks painfully did. If your dimmer switch was set at mood lighting, you know, not bright sunshine, not 100% in the S&P 500, but 15% in the S&P 500 and 85% in bonds, I'll explain to you later where the 15%, why the 15% is the right number. But if you had done that, the stock market dropped 37%, your 200,000 dropped to $124,000. If you were 15% in the stock market and 85% out, you would have dropped 3%. Your 200,000 at the end of the year would have been, sadly, $194,000. And in 2009, when it rebounded, as admittedly, the S&P 500 in 2009 went up 22%. A 1585 portfolio went up 11, almost half. Holy cow. So 11 off of 194, my numbers won't be precise. But it's about $10,000. So you're at 204. If you went up 22% off of 126, you went up about $30,000 and you're at 156. You're still way below where you started. So as kind of a wrap up to the idea of should I stay or should I go in the stock market? Exactly. By the way, that might have been the worst rendition of that song ever heard, ever. Certainly on this station this morning, exactly, during my show before 9 o'clock. Because I may give it another go after 9, and that could be worse. Should I stay or should I go? The answer is you don't have to make that decision. If you're, if you remember back to 08 and say, if the market went down 37 and I only went down 3, I would have been thrilled out of my mind. Then we're on to something here. Maybe what you need is not a fixed indexed annuity. Maybe not what you need is not William Devane selling you gold or Ty Young selling you annuities or some other guys just trying to jam stuff down your throat because they make a big, 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 big profit on it. But maybe what you need is a very low cost, very well managed, very liquid, very flexible portfolio that invests 15 or 20% in the market and the balance not. Something to think about. 610-720-7900. Are we ready, sir, for More Than Money's Name That Tune?
Yep.
Hit it.
I'll watch your cue to kill it.
Okay. Eh? Hey, that little eh should give you a hint. 610-720-7900 if you know the artist and the tune. That will give you the opportunity to select from either Jesus, You're My Place by Donna Getchall, wonderful CD, or Hack Proof Your Life Now, a cybersecurity guide, and have a little bit of fun along the way. So that's great, great, great fun. 610-720-7900. While we're waiting, gentleman writes, we might be waiting. I thought it was pretty easy. My wife and I are planning to retire at the end of next year. We each have 401k plans at work. In total, we have nearly $800,000. Beautiful. Our retirement plans will require we take some income from these funds from day one. Okay, his retirement, not the 401k plan requires that, but they need to take income from day one. We went through some pretty emotionally tough times in 2008. Hello, and saw our accounts drop a lot. We didn't panic, thankfully, and we're far better off now than then. But now we really don't have time to bounce back if the markets do tank. It would be particularly hard if the market slides right around the time we retire. Do we get out now and put our 401ks in the money markets? Do we have other options? Woo! It's an interesting kind of juxtaposition to what we just discussed. This time next year. So you're looking about a year until retirement. You're absolutely right. If the market tanks between now and then, your retirement plans are going to be much, much more difficult. So should you be more conservative? I think the answer is yes. Do you need to be as conservative as 15% in the stock market and 85% out? Perhaps. What I don't know from your email is how much income you need from this $800,000 to help meet your bills. If it's a relatively small amount of money, we do, I think you can stay a little more aggressive, perhaps 35, 65. If it's a relatively large amount of money, then no, you can't. You've got to be quite you've got to be quite close to the vest. Now, there is an alternative to moving all of your investments into a very conservative position, and here's how it might look. I don't know if this fits you or your temperament, but this is how it might look. Let's say that you need $20,000 a year from your 401k distributions to help you make your bills. You could decide to continue to invest most of your money exactly as you have, say in a 50-50 portfolio, but carve out inside the 401k, carve out $60,000 or so to put in the money market. That would cover your expenses for 3 years. That way, even if the market did drop, it would give you an opportunity to ride through that drop, bounce back, and get back on track. In 2008, the market dropped for about 16, 17 months, bounced back within about 2 years, 2.5 years, we were about right. That would have bought you all the time that you needed. It's not a guaranteed plan, but it is a plan. A third alternative is to carve your money out of your 401ks now. Most 401k plans will allow you to do that if you're over age 55. And look at using an annuity. 610-720-7900. We have somebody who's... well, let's go to line one then, sir. Good morning. You're on More Than Money. Good morning. Uh-oh. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Morning. It's Joel Honesty.
It is indeed Billy Joel's Honesty. So we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your information. Would you prefer the cybersecurity book or the Christian CD?
Cybersecurity book.
We'll make sure that we get that to you. Hang on 1 second. And for those of you who are holding online, we have a winner, so we appreciate your calls very much indeed. If you have a question, if you have a concern, if you have an observation you'd like to express about your financial picture, 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM. com. Young gentleman writes, I've been reading up on investing in the stock market. Two strategies come up a lot. Contrarian investing and dogs of the Dow. I think I understand the theories. I'm not just sure about actually doing either one of them. Can you get me started in the right direction? We'll try diligently. Both of these approaches to investing are ideas, strategies, theories about investing in the stock market. The first, the contrarian investing, says whatever direction most people are going, you should go the opposite direction. Right now is a perfect example. The stock market's very, very, very high. A contrarian would say, I think it's going to drop, and they would either invest in stocks that they think are going to benefit from a drop in the overall market, or they would do what's called short selling, which is betting that a particular stock or group of stocks is going to go down. If the stock market's going down, a contrarian investor would do the exact opposite. They would bet that at some point in the relatively near future, the stock market would go up. The most common type of contrarian investing in the stock market, though, is not betting against or for the direction of the overall market, but it's looking at individual stocks and saying, hey, this stock is not doing very well right this minute, but I think it's going to turn a corner. I'll give you the example that would be perfect as of yesterday. Skechers. Skechers, prior to yesterday's stock performance, was down for the year. Stock market's up way over 10% for the year. Skechers is in negative numbers. And then they announced their third quarter profits, and they were gangbusters. And the stock went up 40%. Oh, in one day. Holy cow. If you were a successful contrarian investor, you would have been buying Skechers all throughout the year because you're saying, I know it's low, but I think it's going to turn a corner. And indeed, you would have been rewarded yesterday. Being a contrarian is very, very challenging. Lots of folks credit Warren Buffett as being kind of the poster child for contrarian investing. He really isn't. He really isn't. His mentor was really more of a buy and hold mentor, a value based inventor or investor to be sure, but more of a buy and hold. So bottom line is that Buffett's really not a great example. The Davis family from the Davis funds, those are pretty good examples of contrarian investors. John Bogle, in a lot of ways, was a contrarian investor. And so it's zigging when other people zag. It's going down when other people go up and up when other people go down. Pretty straightforward and lots of fun. Can be. Can also be disastrous because there certainly are no guarantees. Dogs of the Dow is a much more simple idea. You look at the Dow has 30 companies in it. And generally speaking, the theory of Dogs of the Dow is that at the beginning of the year, you pick the bottom five or six. And when I say bottom, it is the companies that have the highest dividend rates. And generally speaking, the highest dividend rates mean they have the lowest stock values. So a company that's kind of struggling of that large 30, these are mega companies, would have very high dividends because their stock prices were low. You buy those five or six the first week or so of the year. You hold them exactly a year. So in December of 2018, you buy the bottom six of the Dow 30. In January of 2019, you sell those and replace them with the bottom six of the Dow 30. And you do that year by year by year. The idea is twofold. Number one, that companies, they tend to go through cycles. So if you bought the six lowest performing companies of the Dow for the previous year, the odds are at least 3, 4, or 5 of those are going to go up. And while you're waiting for them to go up, you're collecting some very high dividends. It's an interesting theory. It has been not only put into effect by many people over the years, but now you can buy mutual funds that attempt to do exactly that. You can buy exchange-traded funds, so you don't even actually have to do the work. You can simply say, I like the idea. I'll hire somebody else to do the work. And if you're hiring an ETF to do the work, you're paying next to nothing. It is a very, very low, cost structure. That isn't actually the word. It was the two words. Sorry. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Peter writes, I changed my job just a little over a year ago. Got my most recent pay stub and found I've been automatically enrolled in the 401k. And he puts in parentheses, without my permission. He goes on to say, I'm actually fine with that and should have remembered to do it myself, but is it legal for a company to force employees to sign up? Does that sound kosher, as we say? The answer is yeah. It's not only legal, it has been a relatively recent development of 401k plans. That the plan document, by the way, encouraged by the federal government, who's been for many years trying to dangle the carrot for employees to save as much as they can possibly save for their retirement, to take some pressure off of Social Security, which eventually is not going to have the dollars available. So the more money that you have, if you retire, as one of our earlier emailers are soon to retire with $800,000-$900,000, if you retire with $900,000 and your Social Security gets cut 5%, you're going to be steamed, but you can still pay your bills. If you retire with $900, and a lot of people do, and your Social Security gets cut 5%, maybe you have to turn off your PPL. Maybe soup kitchens instead of soup. It gets really, really tight. So the federal government has encouraged, in as many ways as they possibly can, folks to sign up for 401ks, be participants in 401ks, put more money away in 401ks. And one of the ways they've done that is with automatic enrollment. And many plans, not all, but many plans have automatic enrollment. And indeed, if there's a waiting period, lots of 401k plans, the waiting period is a year. So if after a year you have not personally signed up, you will automatically be signed up. Your investments will be sent into a default fund, which is a kind of a middle of the road fund picked by the fund managers, by the plan managers. One that would appeal to the vast majority of the investors, the employees. But it's still your money. You can still control it. I would encourage you to contact your HR department or your 401k plan administrator. Discuss with them what your options are so that you may actually wish to not just be enrolled at 1% or 2%, but increase that percentage and gain some more advantages. There's an American treasure. That's Billy Joel. We got to see him down in Philly a month or so ago. Fantastic. Great concert. It's politics. Come on. There were no politics in the concert. I was thrilled. Top of the hour. That means Fox Network News. That means all the information you need to have a great weekend. It also means one more full hour of More Than Money. If you'd like to join us, Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com, and always old school 610-720-7900. We're back after this on More Than Money. From you.